Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed episode 104. I'm Christy, your host, and today I was just thinking about like the idea of being, one with God, one with the universe. I don't know that I'm necessarily the most religious person in the world. However, through my journey of just like learning about myself, my self-awareness, how I feel, who I am. I've realized that I do believe that we're all connected. I feel like we're all connected like energetically and spiritually. And as I evolve in my spiritual journey, I'm realizing and feeling how much sense it makes. So I was reading this poem by Rumi. Rumi is a poet, actually, and this quote says, "Stop acting so small. You are the universe in ecstatic motion. Set your life on fire. Seek those who fan your flames." That really kind of touched me because everything that I'm listening to over and over again by all of my mentors, as I call them, on the podcasts, in the books that I've been reading, you know, they say, you like essentially that quote, you are only as good as the company that you keep. And to be perfectly honest, the company that I spend the most part of my time with are literally the books, the podcasts, the audiobooks, all of those things that I've been learning from are what I flood my mind with. And it's been a journey consistently over the past, it's going to be 3 solid years of obsessive learning about myself, about who I want to be, how the brain works, how the brain, body, and spirit and heart and soul work together. It fascinates me. The whole thing fascinates me. And I feel really, really lucky. I feel really lucky that I was ready to receive it. And I feel really lucky that I've been given the opportunity to evolve from it. Because there have been so many things in the past that have made me stop dead in my tracks from not even knowing that it was fear, not even really knowing that it was me living on old programs from my past. Like, you really need to do like what David Goggins calls a live autopsy on yourself. Like when they perform an autopsy after somebody's passed away, they can figure out why they died. Well, he calls the live autopsy on yourself basically like dissecting who you are from a mindset standpoint, why you think the way that you think, why the things that have hurt and destroyed you emotionally in the past, why have those things done that? Like, where did they originate from? What was it that triggered you? Where did the pain come from? So anyway, with that being said, I basically have been performing this live autopsy on myself over the past 3 years, and it's been really fascinating. I've always been really curious. I thought that I was going to be a psychology major in college before I knew that fashion was really like deep in my soul and that I loved it. But psychology also always fascinated me because the human mind also always fascinated me, and I really had no idea about the logistics of like chemical imbalance, being on medications, and all of that stuff. But I was always very into people and their stories and the idea that we could overcome our emotions and the idea that, you know, we can be stronger emotionally if we focus on those things. I have had a lifetime journey of seeking out women that are strong, and that also has evolved. Like, because my definition of strength as a kid was people that like flew off the handle, people that were really loud and dominant and forceful with their demands or with their personalities. And what I realized is that it's the complete opposite. I think that the people that control themselves and that have like some serious discipline when it comes to how they let their emotions affect their behaviors, those are the people that are strong. The people that like let loose and start freaking out and screaming about stuff and flying off the handle, those people are actually the weak ones because they are not in control of themselves. Really interesting. But back to the idea of the Rumi quote and us all being interconnected. I'm on this path of piecing together that puzzle. I feel it and I see it. Like, I see how we can touch each other, that we can, through really good intentions, we can heal each other. We can make each other more aware of ourselves. And like Rumi said, like, fan the flames in a good way, the flames that are our passions, the flames that are our dreams. Like, we have the ability of doing that, and we have the obligation to do that. I think collectively we could heal the world. There's so much pain going on. There's so many blind spots. Like, what you don't know, I don't expect you to be aware of. I think that's why I always like listening to other people's perspectives, because it opens up a closed portion of my own mindset. And I'm always fascinated to hear about it. I was meditating the other day, and I've always been consistent with it, but I haven't always had the patience with it. I haven't always taken the time with it. And what I realized after I was listening to Joe Dispenza on Lewis Howe's podcast, he was talking about people that kept taming their brain to quiet, calm itself, just relax, just go back to nothing, basically. Think about nothing, let nothing distract my thoughts while I'm in meditation, and just calm it. I kept doing that, and I felt this point in the meditation, I don't know, maybe around like 10 minutes, where I was like, okay, I'm done. Like, I really want to get up now, and I don't want to do this anymore. But I continued going back to nothingness, and I ignored the urge to get up and move. And what I realized is that this energy, I can't explain it. It was just like this energy from like my gut, like my intestines, that moved up into my heart after I just like relaxed and relaxed and relaxed. And that's the part of us that is kind of dormant. It lies dormant, and we need to like basically practice to awaken it. And it takes patience, it takes time, it takes repetition. And that's the thing that I was never aware of in the past. Like, I literally just became aware of it on a cellular level the other day because it actually happened to me. But I've been able to like listen to it over and over again throughout my podcasts and hear it and hear it and hear it. And then I've been listening to Joe Dispenza talk about his principles and his philosophies for years now. And I was able to listen to that the other day, and it just hit in a different way. And it hit in a different way that was able to translate into my body, really. So that's what I mean by patience. Like, I've always been interested in it and I've always tried practicing it, but for whatever reason, it just kind of resonated in a different way the other day, and it actually came alive. So that was exciting. I don't know. I mean, you can probably hear in the tone of my voice that I'm on this journey myself. I'm not an expert. I don't know all of the ways of the world, and I don't really plan on learning all the ways of the world. I feel like it's a constant journey, but what I do know is that it's helping me. And coming from a place where I came from, which was a very suppressed, small place where I felt not good enough. I felt very, very ugly growing up. I didn't feel good about myself. I had a low self-esteem. So coming from a place where I needed to like kind of claw my way out of a ditch in ways, because I just, you know, I didn't have a high self-esteem and I had a chip on my shoulder and I was angry and bitter. Coming from that place to realizing who I am, what I am, and who I come from in terms of like a spiritual standpoint, it's helped me realize my importance, my worth. The fact that worth is even a word is so bizarre to me in a way, because like from a spiritual standpoint, like you can't compare one thing to another. We're all on an equal playing ground. We're all like interconnected the same way that the redwood forests, roots are connected. They kind of create this meshed net, and with that, they have strength amongst all of them because they're connected like in a very shallow way in the ground, the root system is, but they're all interconnected like a net. And I find that so fascinating because these trees are hundreds, maybe even thousands of years old, and they are huge, but their root systems aren't deep. They're just connected, which makes, that's where the strength comes from the smallest one to like the most massive tree. I see that. That's the visual I have with humans and with our spiritual selves. We're all connected through our hearts, really, because I think we're all looking for the same things in life. Wholeness, love, acceptance, passions, all of that. That's all part of what we all deserve. It's just the unfolding of getting to our hearts and tapping into our true selves. That's the key and the access to basically love. I don't know. I hope you guys like this episode. I'm signing off for now, but I hope you're having a great week. And for those who are new, go to www.stylereform.fashion. And you can type in code POD for 20% off your first purchase. Have a great week. I'll talk to you guys next week.